The following content is not suitable for children.
Hottest sex of my life, George, was makeup sex.
Oh, yeah, Lori, let's hear about this. Okay. Hot makeup sex.
Welcome to Foreplay Radio, Couples and Sex Therapy. I'm Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fallon, your couples therapist.
And we are passionate about talking about sex and helping you develop a way to talk to each other.
Our mission is to help our audience develop a healthier relationship to sex that integrates the mind, the heart, and the body.
We got to say, too, about our sponsors, Uberlube, Oh My God, Yes, and Addy. We're recommending things that we have recommended to patients that we've seen as a good product, a healthy product, something that we think will help you.
And all these products are just trying to move the needle and get people more comfortable talking about sex and enjoying sex. So we really appreciate their partnership.
Gee whiz. Good morning.
Good morning. Hottest sex in your life. Here it is. Makeup sex.
Oh, yeah. It was a bad season for us. Really bad season. And I still have a memory of that night. I mean, just wild, crazy makeup sex. We were so angry, and it was, anger is kind of arousing, you know, in some ways physiologically arousing. And we just went to town. It was very, very hot. I can still think of it.
Hey, if we could figure out how to bottle this up, put it in a little package and send it throughout the world, I mean, people be having a lot of this great sex you're talking about, right, Lauren?
Absolutely. I don't want to ever go through that kind of fight again, but in that bad time, that bad season, but the sex, yeah, makeup sex is cool.
It's an important topic, right, that we need to understand, break it down. What is it about makeup sex that works? How do we take pieces of that and intentionally bring it into our lives, right? There's something about it that really is working. Let's capture it.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the first things is you've discarded a little bit about worry about your partner's opinion of you. You know, so you're a little rawer. You're just able to go for what you want physically, take what you want. And there's just, your inhibitions are down because it's like, oh man, I'm so mad at you. I'm not that, I don't care so much about how you might judge me. There's a little bit of space.
Yeah. I like that you're priming the pump. I think so often couples are showing up in a bedroom flat. They don't have a lot of emotion. That's what the routine. There's nothing like doing the same thing over and over again. So this fighting actually gets the emotions going, right? It gets our nervous systems wired. We talked about triggers. Like we're more alive. We're more in our body. It's responding.
Right. And it wasn't in the bedroom.
So we're bringing more to the table.
It wasn't in the bedroom. It was in the dining room.
Oh.
Under the table, I think, is what I recall. By the chair and the table. Yeah, I mean, but it was what you said resonated. There was a lot of energy. There was I don't care what you think of me, but also both of us had just a ton of energy as we were coming together. It wasn't makeup sex. It wasn't this sweet resolution like, oh, now I feel emotionally safe and tender about you. It was just kind of this like passionate, raw, you're mine, I'm yours sense. I know women tell me all the time, I can't do that until I feel emotionally safe. And I would say my husband 90% of the time wants to feel emotionally safe before he's going to have that. But at that point, I think it was so important to both of us, like,
yeah, really,
just to grab each other.
I like how we're trying to dissect these elements here. So there's something about the just more energy that you can harness and tap into, which is what makes makeup sex better than typical sex. I also think there's something to be said about the distance that was created with the fighting, right? I mean, we feel so far apart. We're like on separate islands, you know? So the act of makeup sex literally bridges distance.
It does.
Right? We're far apart, and now all of a sudden we're rolling under the table with each other, right? So, I mean, it not only does it have high intensity with emotion, but the act itself is bringing a closeness from so much distance that I think emotionally is really important.
It's using the sexual attachment cycle to connect rather than relying strictly on the emotional attachment cycle, which is the path a lot of people take and prefer. You know, I gotta feel emotionally whatever in order to have sex with you. It's like we used our bodies to connect. And it changed something. I mean, it was affirmation. You know, we're together. It was good.
And we're trying to take out, you know, what is it about using your bodies to connect that might be a little bit different than just using your words and as a way of repairing? That for some couples, this is the most surest way of reassuring, right? It's the bodies speaking to each other and reminding each other of how important they are, how they're still attracted, how they want each other. I mean, that's good stuff.
It was good stuff. It's so primal. I know that we talk about emotional connection as so important, but when you think about babies, how do they know that they're connected to their mothers or to their parents? It's all through touch. Touch is our first language that regulates us and tells us we are connected and we are safe. It isn't words. It is the body and that primal, primitive place. I mean, God, you have an orgasm with your partner and it's just, it is merger. I mean, it was... Yeah.
Lori's getting all hot.
One of my favorite memories, right? We've talked about flashback
right here.
I'm done with this podcasting today, George. So it's the primal place, the primitive body connection, the orgasm. I mean, I really do think there's something about orgasm, and I know there's chemistry and stuff, but That just feels so scientific to me. I think there's something in me that both of us having orgasms, it's like your souls kind of merge again. It's connecting. Mm-hmm. It's explosive. It's powerful.
High levels of engagement, high levels of presence, right? You don't need all these other things, thinking about erotic memory. I mean, it's you're in the moment. I mean, I think that's why this is so intense, the makeup sex. It's like you're sending clear signals. I want you now. I choose you. You know the other person wants you. I mean, this is sex at its best. So how do we create environments where we can get this without all of the horrible fighting and distance to actually have those levels of engagement?
Yes. Yes.
Makes me want to have a fight with my wife right now. This is...
It is good. It is good. Good, wild, crazy makeup sex is one of the best things in life, for sure.
And if we can learn from it, we can pull pieces of it into everyday life.
Okay. Right?
It's not something that we have to just have this vicious fight to have. What are these things that you're saying? High energy, this merge, this, you know, great lovers are describing the same thing. They don't need to fight to get there.
Yes. Okay, so let's come back and talk about one of these aspects and see what we can help people with to have hot sex without crazy fights.
I like that. Hot sex without crazy fights.
Way to add excitement to the moment is with Uber Lube. You know, it's this really slick lubricant that doesn't do some of the bad things that lubricants do. It's thin. It actually feels a lot more like a woman's natural lubrication. And I highly recommend it for beginning sexual touching on a man, on a woman. Just start off that way. It's long lasting. It's scent free, taste free. You can switch from oral sex, intercourse, back and forth. It's easy, or touching. There's four ingredients. There's three types of high-grade silicone, and then there's just a little bit of vitamin E, which kind of helps our vulva. It's great. Doesn't impact your pH, your hormones. It's recommended by doctors, recommended by myself.
I love your energy as you talk about it. And how do you spell that, Lori? Uber Lube.
U-B-E-R-L-U-B-E. LUBE.com and use the coupon Foreplay for 10% off. Okay, we're going to talk some more about why makeup sex is so hot and how do we get it so that we don't have to go through that bad fight. But George, you have any other insight? Have you ever had hot makeup sex?
Yes, and it's good to just flash back and think about. I think for me, the biggest element is the fighting causes the fears and anxiety that really come up. Like, you know, does my partner want me? Or, you know, are we right? I mean, this is, I think, the most threatening parts in a relationship is right before the makeup scene. Mm-hmm. Right. And the act of makeup sex is literally like a 180 degree shift from like the ultimate fears of this might not work or we might not be right or the, you know, do you really want me, towards an absolute yes, you want me. Look how clear this is. Look how right we are. Look how magical this is. I mean, it's the antidote to those big fears. Mm-hmm. No wonder why it's such a high, right? It's such a hit.
Absolutely. Such affirmation.
Right. Literally, in the act, we're overcoming our threat together. That's the beauty of the makeup set. It's sex. It's more than just the physical. It's emotional, too, because we're facing threat together. We're calming each other's fears, right? And when we're replacing those fears with oxytocin and all these, you know, adrenaline and these beautiful hormones that are just creating these huge levels of engagement.
I like what you said, that the threat of the fight is the separation. I don't know if my partner wants to be with me. I mean, I you know, we go to those bad places, even with minor fights. We go to that bad place of this means my partner is leaving, or this means my partner is going to reject me. And so overcoming that with a vivid experience, an alive experience, is so hot, so wonderful.
So my brain keeps going towards how do we extrapolate that overcoming threat together that leads to this huge high, and how can we put that into other areas, right? And that seems what great lovers are doing when we talk about best sex, when people are engaged with their, you know, their mind, their heart, their spirit, their body. Like, that's so much of what's happening in great sex, right? You feel totally wanted and seen. You can let yourself go. There's such a merging that goes on. You can see people physically present in their bodies, emotionally present. They're facing threats together, spiritually. And that's some rich stuff. So great lovers are doing this. What do you think, Lori? How do we help people use the elements of makeup sex and bring it into everyday sex?
You know, I watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It is interesting to me about watching how they build connection. And one of the things that they do is frequently the date is this risky experience. Like, they're jumping off a bridge together, a bungee jumping, or they're high diving from a cliff into the pool of water below. They're doing physiological things that are risky. They're cliff climbing, they're hiking, they're in a boat. I mean, a lot of these are sensational kinds of dates. And, you know, maybe ordinarily we couldn't do that, but striving together, working on something, overcoming something, planning and doing that is a great way to have that same sort of experience of we overcame. Maybe it's risking doing something new. You know, we haven't ever done X before. We haven't, I don't know, gone ice skating. I think ice skating is so
romantic. It's brilliant. You're being intentional about priming that pump. I think so often when you're just reaching over in bed with a hand and just saying, what do you think? I mean, there's just no startup to that. Right? And sometimes that's necessary and healthy. That's great. But you know what? If you want to have some great sex, you got to prime that pump. You got to get those emotions going. You know, so if you went ice skating together or you did something that just got your body moving, gotten emotions flowing, got the adrenaline going, you're bringing more to the table than if you're just laying there, reaching over and say, hey, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Right. And there are ways, I think, also emotionally, not just physically to take risks. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that is one of the things that sharing fantasies does, is you are revealing a vulnerable part of yourself, and that's really risky. Any kind of risk that we take, and I'm not talking about let's have a DTR, you know, let's talk about a relationship. I'm talking about an intentional fun risk emotionally that you take with each other.
I'm making a connection here. Maybe that's why I want to have sex after horror movies.
Absolutely.
There's some sense of threat and your body's mobilized and jacked up. And like, you know, you're laying there, you're like, all this energy wants to go somewhere.
I think that is smart. Horror movies.
You're making a connection that there's something about fear and arousal that's similar, that's kind mm-hmm. of tapping into a same place. That, mm-hmm. you know, when you have lots of fear, that can shift and start to turn towards channeling that into arousal.
Mm-hmm. I think going dancing is hot, but it's a risk, right? I mean, you're to move, and it is for me to just be spontaneous when you're dancing in front of people. I know a lot of men don't like to dance because there's that anxiety of what do I look like? Mm-hmm. People are going to laugh at me. All our junior high terror memories, you know, I mean, that kind of risk. And then you are, of course, moving your body and hopefully mm-hmm. schmoozing up against each other.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk more about these risks that we can take when we come back. Excited to be partnering with omgs.com. They have a beautiful message and so much information to really share with our listeners, a healthy perspective of sex.
It's great technique, very explicit, so be forewarned about that. We think it's beautiful. We think it's tastefully done and really, really teaches about how to touch a woman. And you know, that's just something that's not out there. And they've done a great job. Women will talk vulnerably about their experience. And then they do show the technique. And there's names and labels for what they're doing so that we can begin to communicate on the same page. OMGYes.com/foreplay. For really great sex technique.
I was frustrated that I rarely wanted sex, but I learned there's an FDA-approved pink pill for that. Addy or flibanserin is the number one prescribed treatment for premenopausal women bothered by low sex drive. Visit ADDYI.com and complete your consultation to see if Addy is right for you. Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive low sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past and who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescription, over-the-counter, or herbal medications or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI, including box warning, at addy.com/PI. Or call 844-PINK-PILL. Visit addyi.com/foreplay.
I laughed when you said, you know, different than a tap on the shoulder of, how did you put it? You want to, or you up for it, or?
It's business time.
It's business time. It's Wednesday night.
It's Wednesday night.
Yeah. Flight of the Conchords. If those of you don't know that reference, that's funny as heck. Midweek sex. And there's nothing wrong with midweek sex. We don't want to put that down. There's lots of kinds of sex that connect people and is good for our bodies and good for our minds and feels good. So, yeah, you know, sex doesn't always have to be super hot. But I think the elements of makeup sex that are super hot are that aggression and energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's taking the aggression of the anger, focusing it sexually, and there's just this energy about it that comes barreling at you that feels so good.
Yeah, I like that we so pathologize anger, and yet anger is so important for us to feel powerful and be decisive and confident. You know, when I'm coaching, I want my athletes to harness anger, right? It makes them perform better. Why would it be any different in a bedroom, right? There's something about this anger when it's mobilized in a healthy way that just makes it easier to be less inhibited and to, you know, take risks and ask for what you need and communicate more directly. I mean, that's some sexy stuff.
It is some sexy stuff. Yeah. So how do you get your guys to do that? You just kind of assume they've got the anger of competition or...
Yeah, I mean, that's that fighting back. You know, you get knocked down, get back up. It's not the time for vulnerability or expressing fears of failure. This is your time to kind of knock that person back down.
To charge forward.
Charge forward. Put aside those fears and those vulnerabilities. And anger is great at that. It becomes, people over-rely on it. Then it winds up snuffing out their vulnerability. We want both, but we're just trying to open up some space here of the function of anger in healthy ways. You know, most of change in human history has happened when people have seized anger and stood up and said, this is not okay. So that we're just trying to think about that in a bedroom where people are saying, you know what, let me stand up. I like it.
Yeah, good energy. Good energy. Energy is important for sure. And I think so many times we don't feel that reciprocated. Maybe we get aroused, we want to initiate, we feel it, and the timing is off, right? Our partner may not be thinking about sex at all. Mm-hmm. But in a fight, when there's mutual energy, it's like we're coming into it hot already. Literally,
that's so important. That's mutual energy. That's a great way of saying it, Laurie. That you're both people are showing up primed with a lot of energy to exchange with each other. So different than most couples in that Tuesday night saying, what do you think? With this, both of them are showing up with low energy. So let's just try to organize this, Laurie, on what we can take out of great makeup sex that couples can use every day. There's something about both people showing up with energy, priming those pumps, becoming much more intentional. To me, that's the biggest takeaway of this. People in makeup sex are coming to the table with a lot of energy, mm-hmm. right? So couples just saying, your ideas, let's watch a horror show, let's go ice skating, let's dance, let's do something to get our energy level. It doesn't have to be a fight. We just have to be more engaged. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to have a politics discussion. That usually does it.
I'm never talking politics with you, Valor.
No, all right.
But I agree. It's the decision. I mean, in some ways, that's why I think planning a little bit about sex or date night, you both can think and fantasize and project like, okay, this could be cool. This, you know, what makes it great for me? What makes it great for my partner? How do I have enough energy to show up in the bedroom? Maybe it's the nap, you know, in the afternoon or something. I mean, that gives us a sense of we know where we're going. I don't think planning is bad. I mean, it would be wonderful if spontaneously both people at the same moment feel hot, other than after a fight. But, you know, with busy lives, that doesn't happen so much. So that's why I like the Saturday night date.
Well, it's similar to the hookup. The hookup or the makeup, both people are showing up with big energy, right? Yeah. There's mystery to it. There's mm-hmm. unknown. This mm-hmm. this overcoming threat together, I think, is another important element of makeup sex, mm-hmm. right? And which is saying, how do you say that more to your partner? We have these fears and insecurities, you know? So when you say you're hot, you're amazing, I'm so glad you want me, or you say I'm hot to your partner. I mean, these are ways of just tapping into that, you know, facing overcoming threat together too.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. That one. Exactly. And speaking of hookups, one of my favorite assignments is to tell people to go to a bar. Oh, we're opening up. Thank God. COVID is almost over. You all hang in there. But to go to a bar and pretend like you don't know each other and see if you got game. See if you can pick each other up. You know?
Nice.
Rent the hotel room upstairs.
So you don't need to fight. You could just do the hookup at the bar scene and yeah. get the same results.
The role play of the hookup, because it's kind of vulnerable to try to see if you can flirt with your partner and turn them on a little bit. You know, what if they like make it, what if they play hard to get and you really got to work at it?
Right. What if they start talking to someone else?
No. That's not part of the role play, George.
Oh, okay.
It's not part of the role play.
Just seeing where this goes.
We want to alleviate your fears here. That is not part of the role play. It's all about the couple.
It'd be interesting, though, if you did talk to that other person and those fears got spiked, how those fears then would translate into the sex.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the useful parts of jealousy. The useful part is it spikes in us that desire for our partner. It's like, whoa, 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 I kind of want to win you. I want to have you. I want to be the most interesting thing, most exciting thing to you.
And certainly we're not recommending being manipulative or using this as a tool, because most of what we, you know, our message is built around safety and how important that is.
We're talking about a sex game, just a sex game, one night sort of sex game. And I'm talking about just the couple together. It's George's fault.
I don't know what George is talking about.
He's introducing somebody
else. I got horror movies and hookups and makeup sex. They're all like swirling around in my brain, right? Okay. But again, I'm trying to pull out these common elements, Lori, to say, you know, there's lessons to be learned here. Just like in a previous one, we talked about the erotic mind. Like, there's information here in what turns us on and what turns us off, right? It's giving us more to talk about, more to work with. This is exciting stuff, and most people just don't think about it. They take it for granted. Hey, that was great makeup sex. Oh, let's get on with life. Well, what did you do in that makeup sex that you could actually pull into everyday life that would just make your sex life better?
Right, so it's overcoming threat together. It's energy, aggression, kind of a dismissing of our inhibitions. I don't care what you think of me in this moment. It's the directness of I want you. Mm-hmm. What did I forget?
I think you got it all.
Okay.
And then it ends in that beautiful afterglow, right? It's just like we're back, right? Issues haven't been resolved. They usually are in more perspective afterwards, right? You see things a little differently after an orgasm.
Sex helps perspective. Yeah.
I like that.
Merger.
What a great way to end. Sex helps perspective.
Thanks for listening.
Keep it hot.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.